The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. 10:01 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The number, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you're having problems with 97.5, try 92.5. See if that is any better. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to hang with us on the show. Headlines. Deshaun's always in the headlines. I mean, a bunch of sponsors have dropped Deshaun. No surprise. No duh. Listen, you will never see Deshaun in another commercial ever. Ever again. Is Tiger
in any commercials?
Any commercials anymore? Is he back to doing a commercial?
I know he still has his sponsors, but is he like in commercials?
Still get Buick? Does Buick still do? I mean, is he?
I don't remember seeing.
Did Kobe do any commercials after?
He won an Oscar.
Yeah, he won an Oscar, but did Nike still use Kobe?
Yeah, I think so. I know that with Tiger, I think it's maybe just too expensive to use him now. Right now, maybe that's just not the best use of money anymore.
Well, I wonder since the Masters in 19, if he.
I guarantee he can find Tag Heuer or something like that. Hoyer, I mean.
Yeah.
A watch.
Yeah, I'm sure that there was. I'm sure he did. No, he did. Not Tag Heuer. He did. What's the really expensive one?
Breitling? Did he do Breitling?
No, Tiger watch. Wristwatch. Anyway, will we ever see
Swatch? Did Tiger do a Swatch?
He did not do a Swatch.
Maybe at the very beginning.
No. Anyway, we will never see Deshaun in a commercial again, ever. Ever.
Yeah, I can see it. Tiger, nothing Tiger did was deemed non-consensual. And he never got sued.
No, right.
Now, yeah, it was embarrassing for him. But it wasn't like, oh, Tiger forced me to. It wasn't that.
No.
It was just against the family image that he was cultivating. This is a different thing altogether. Did Michael Vick ever show up in a commercial? And we're talking about dogs. Did he ever show up in a commercial?
Ooh, I don't believe we ever saw Michael Vick in another commercial. Yeah. And Kobe probably, we probably saw him in commercials. 713-780-3776 is the number. This is a pretty good question. Well, Lance is here. Sam wants to get in here. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys.
What do you say?
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to know, do you think the Texans are going to pull a rocket and tank this year? And if we do, what kind of quarterback are we going to go after? We have Tyrod Taylor, but he's proven to be a good backup. Are we going to go after a long, lanky Tom Brady type kid or a Russell Wilson type player?
I don't know what the taste is. I mean, don't forget this is New England South, so we could go after Kyle Trask at any time. I don't know.
Was there anything behind that call?
No.
You're a small quarterback. No one ever targets small quarterbacks intentionally.
Well, no.
We're looking for somebody 6 foot and under.
Well,
who can really have to get outside the pocket to see.
Right now they're in vogue.
They're not in vogue. They just happen to be, if they're the good quarterback, like Trevor Lawrence, not 6 foot. You had Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
He's a hamburger with no condiments on it.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Tua at 6 feet last year.
He's a pizza it's like a spicy pizza that some place is doing. And then you're like, this is way too spicy.
Is he a bagel bite? Because he's smaller?
You said it. I didn't, Del.
Tua at 6 feet, but the next guy in line would be Sam Howell.
Great. Those all sound like a bunch of...
Yeah, but what about Malik Willis?
Well, we'll see, but yeah. The guy wants to
talk
about
right
now. Malik
Willis is the one you better get to know at Liberty.
Sam Howell's the one with the prominent name, the dark horse Heisman candidate, and he's about, 6'1", maybe?
He's kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want Sam Howell.
He looks like Sam
Ellinger.
Yeah, I don't want Sam Howell.
I feel like he's just... Baker.
No. There's got to be somebody that comes out of nowhere like Zach Wilson.
You better hope so.
Yeah. We got to have some. Not Sam Howell. I don't want Sam Howell. But, yeah, absolutely. When the Texans are drafting number one overall next year at this time, They're going to be looking at quarterback. Absolutely.
And it's not a great.
It's not a great
draft,
quarterback draft,
at least right now.
I don't think that Nick Cassera. I wouldn't read too much into.
Yeah, but
in the Tom Brady is the greatest outlier of all time. Like now, if you want to look at Jarrett Stidham, pocket quarterback too. I don't mind pocket quarterbacks. You have to have mobility.
Jimmy
and Jarrett Stidham actually
at this time last
mobile.
Year though. There was no Zach Wilson. There was no the second and third quarterback, Mac
Jones.
Yeah,
somebody's coming out next. Somebody will come out of nowhere next year. Well, like I'm just giving Trubisky, you I'm giving you a heads up on Malik Willis. So we'll be talking about it earlier than anyone else. Malik Willis is the Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
We will be talking about it earlier. But that's the I'm telling you now, that's the Zach Wilson next year.
Yeah.
But hopefully there's more than that, because he's not a huge guy. I think Malik Willis is 6'1".
What do you feel about Kadon Slovis?
He's not bad. No, I think he's a pretty good player. What do you think? I thought he was a pretty good player.
Yeah, that offense is a lot of dink and dunk. He doesn't throw the ball downfield as much as you.
Tom Brady says hello.
I'm just saying.
What if JT Daniels has a big
year? He's another guy. Former five-star. We'll see. Georgia's offense isn't one
somebody's
that
coming out of nowhere.
But we'll see. There'll be guys. They'll get almost automatically elevated. And then there'll also be some guys who come out of nowhere and they're like, okay, they're pretty
Brock
good.
Brock Purdy.
Nah.
You know, but you're right. The guy is going to end up being Spencer Rattler.
Oh, this is the other guy. He'll put up big numbers and he'll be a redshirt sophomore eligible to be drafted. Yeah,
that's probably the
and
guy.
And then Lance will have to go, I've heard some things about Spencer Rattler, about his attitude.
I'll figure it out. No, I'll just say, he's great.
Do you want to be Dan Orlovsky?
No, I'll just say just draft him. Although we did talk about it on our Prospect to Pros podcast that came out on. Come on.
What are you doing?
24/7.
Be a professional.
But I did make the comment. We were talking about Dan Orlovsky stepping out of his lane. Mm-hmm. The heat check. He thought, I got a little inside info. I'm going to share this on Pat McAfee. I'm doing draft stuff too. I don't just do NFL guys. I'm a draft guy too, guys. Look at me. I'm a draft guy. He stepped out of his lane and got his ass whooped. That's what happens. Twitter whooped that ass. You don't know how the game is played, son.
Guy.
Learn the game,
he's so
Dan Orlovsky.
So upset because someone else
game.
He don't want Dan Orlovsky
in his lane.
World.
No, he doesn't want
he
him.
Stay
want
up
him
out of my lane,
world.
Dan Orlovsky. I've been hearing that. Yeah, I heard it too. Guess what I did? Kept my mouth shut.
Whoa, there it is again.
Learn to play the game. Stop being reckless, Dan Orlovsky.
You're being reckless with that. I don't know.
You end up on your hostage video. I have done more phone calls, and it appears as though
I've talked to John
Beck.
He's a great worker
who he works with.
John Beck, who he's good friends with and works with. John Beck said he is great, and also
I talked to an Ohio State,
coach who said nothing could be further from the truth. So actually, guys, his character is really great. Please don't yell at me anymore, Kirk Herbstreit.
Stop.
Dumbass. Stamp out of my lane, son. Oh. Stay in your quarterback lane in the NFL. This is our world. Me and Dane were both like,
Look at LeVar Ball keeping Dan Orlovsky in his lane.
Stay in your lane! LeVar Ball.
He would pull.
The only thing Dan Orlovsky knows about quarterbacks is running out the back of the end zone.
What did LeVar Ball say to Jason Whitlock?
He goes,
one thing he knows about is snacks.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Low-hanging fruit on Dan Orlovsky.
Aren't you the same guy that did this? Yeah. And here's the gif of him running out of the end zone. Every time Dan Orlovsky says something people don't like.
Yep.
Oh, aren't you the guy that did this? Dan? And you know, Dan's thinking,
I've heard this. Everyone thinks they're the clever ones. Like, I think he's the guy that ran out of the back of the end zone. Mm. Well, I'm going to roast him. That's like people, you're brisket. Mm.
No, that still triggers you.
I put a brisket out there,
like, whatever.
Juice all over the place. Mm. So you don't get to say that anymore. That's off. Sorry.
Your wife was pouring water on top of it as you were.
See?
Sorry.
You're not Dan Orlovsky. It doesn't roll off your back like that. You still get upset.
You still get triggered.
I have heard about he's actually a really good.
His eyes are all red like he'd been crying.
Yeah.
Dude, it was sad. Like, it was predict. We knew it was coming. The draft people were like, what are you doing? What did you see what Dan did? Good
rookie,
luck.
Rookie move.
I got in trouble for just comparing Jameis Haskins to Jameis Winston just for having that player comp.
Well, that was racism, clearly.
That was.
Well, a white guy, only white guy on Twitter with blue check mark came after me. Like, well, I think that he's actually closer to Ben Roethlisberger. And your racial, your subconscious racial bias against, like, I'm like, you're going to put him on Ben Roethlisberger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can. If you want a Roethlisberger, and maybe he had some tendencies.
Oh, you put him on a Heisman Trophy winner. Congratulations.
Who?
Haskins. You put him on Jameis. Okay?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Okay, how'd that work out for you?
No, it's because I respected him so much as a quarterback.
A guy who threw 30 touchdown passes 2 years ago.
And was the first pick of the draft. Thank you. People can't jump on me. I'm like, I just did a Heisman Trophy and a first pick. I'm showing respect for him. Now, I also had Sam Darnold with Andrew Luck, so I'll talk to y'all later.
10-12 ESPN 97.5.
Maybe this comp game isn't for me.
Well, this is interesting. We'll get Ben and Neil, you guys on the other side. Hey, well, a compliment for Lance. How about that?
I'm not staying here. It's a fake.
No, it's not. He wants to compliment you. You're going to do that? We're going to get a Lance compliment on the other side.
It's a fake.
Don't go anywhere.
ESPN
97.5. I'm in love with the Coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Ben couldn't wait. He's from Beaumont. Ben, we apologize. We couldn't get to you. But here's the deal. He wanted to ask about extending Zach Greinke. I mean, he's pitching nice. He's doing a nice job, but he's 37 years old. I mean, plus he's making $35 million a year. I mean, what do you...
You going to get the Verlander two-year deal?
No. You're not giving him the Verlander
so
two-year
deal. He would be a guy who goes on one-year contracts until the end of his career, right? No one's going to give him more than 1 year, right, at 37?
No. And what do you give him, 15? What do you give him, 10, 12?
Well, what if he's a guy who pitches like this?
Yeah, but you can't. He's 37.
Understood. But if he pitches like this the rest of the way, he's not going to take 15 from you. And if you have interest in keeping him, it's going to be more than 15. If he is clearly the number one, and maybe he's not prime Greinke, that's not happening. But if he gives you
But he's going to be 38.
Understood. I understand the age. But if he gives you 30-plus starts and he's going to go, let's say 18-6 with a 2-4 or 2-5, what's that worth at 38 years old?
I just can't count. I don't know. And you can't throw that kind of money at a 38-year-old now. You just can't, especially one that's humping it up at 90 tops. I mean, he'll top out at 92, but, I mean – At some point,
how much were the Yankees paying? Now this is a different era. Were they paying Roger Clemens when he was 40 and going?
Roger's different,
as I said,
and not only that,
era.
Roger still had he magically had a fastball that was hitting
magic. Greinke ever blow you away with stuff, guy?
No, but he's wily Greinke, right? There's a big difference.
I'm just looking for the inflation because I'm just going.
Clemens
through
still had a
older guys
a biting. A biting slider. I mean,
some might even call it magical, as you just said.
It was magical.
So you were comparing him to Greg Maddux, correct?
Right.
Greg Maddux was 16-11 in his age 37 year. If Greinke does something, well, his ERA was high. It was over 4. Certainly age becoming a factor for Greg Maddux, but still could get out there, give you starts, and still go win 16 games on a Cubs team. I don't remember 2003 if they were any good. I don't remember. If Greinke's giving you, if he's the number one guy on what appears to be a playoff team, and if he is in the Greg Maddux phase of his career, where, sure, not elite, but I gave him a 2-point whatever. Let's say he's in the low threes, and he gives you your 30-plus starts. Put a number on it if he wants to come back.
Again,
you won't even bring him back.
I'll bring him back. Bring him back at 15.
Put a number.
But it's only one. It was 115. That's it. I'm not giving him a 2-year deal. I'm going to get, you know what, he can go year to year. And if he proves it again, he can get another 10, 12, you know? I mean, because at some point you just can't take that chance anymore. Plus, I've got to be a contender, though, too.
Well, you will be this year, it looks like.
Yeah. But he's under contract this year. I'm talking about extending him.
What's to say? What, Crea leaving makes you a non-contender next year?
No, because you're going to have money to spend, and you can go get somebody.
So as long as you believe that you have a chance to win.
Yeah. And you will have a chance. Your core is still really good, even without Correa and Springer.
And Verlander. I just wonder with inflation what the number is for a 38-year-old pitcher who's still apparently may have it. We'll see how the season plays out.
Yeah. I'm not giving him more than 15. One year, too. That's it. And so he'd probably go somewhere else.
So
although he might like it here.
He'd make you want him. So he would be.
He gets to show up whenever he wants.
So you think. Now, you wouldn't give him more than 15, but you weren't going to give him a colors. What is he making, 17 a year?
He's making 17. He got way more than I thought.
I don't think Greinke's staying for less than McCullers. I'm not talking about years. I'm just talking about per year. I don't think you keep him if he wants to pitch and he does well at less than McCullers.
Yeah, then he can go away. That's all. I'm fine either
way. I think
that's
easy to say now, but if he's really good this year, then I think that question gets – I think that's a different type of question. If he's really good this year.
So who is he most like in his career? He's most similar to Justin Verlander in his career. Then Tim Hudson, Kevin Brown, Roy Halladay. He had 4 years from 32 to 35 where Justin Verlander, he was from at that age, he was just like Verlander was. Four straight years. So,
has Greinke ever had a major injury?
No. You want to talk about, look at his years and his games. He started 13 games in 2000. Oh, no. He was at two different teams, so he started 34 games. He had games started at 24, 33, 14 when he was with Kansas City in 2007, 32, 33, 33, 28, 34, 34, 32.
He's durable. So there is, now it may fall off a cliff, but he's proven if I'm out there, I'm going to be out there all year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the Astros look into that and go, look, there's not a lot of major arm trouble. Not a guy who misses starts. It'll just depend. It's two starts in. This all depends on what he looks like.
Even at 35, the year he came here, he had 33 starts. Last year, just 12, but he was there the whole year.
This guy makes his starts.
He's
the anti-McCullers in all shape and form.
It's unbelievable.
Old guy, doesn't have the great stuff, but shows up, and if the Astros would allow him to, could get deeper in the games.
I mean, he six All-Star games, Cy Young winner, Cy Young top 10 multiple times, Gold Glove, multiple Gold Gloves. Nowadays I don't think you can count wins, but he hasn't compiled the wins. He's got in career wins. He's got
career wins. Yeah. I'm looking for it. 209.
Huh?
209 career wins.
209.
Yes.
I mean, that's not even close to, you know, 300 game winner.
And you said 1 year he had how many starts? That was low?
1 year.
Was it the year he was with the Angels? Was that the one you look at, 2012? Because I know that year he split time amongst multiple teams that year, too.
Yeah, no, he's every year he starts.
Yeah, he had 34 that year.
Oh, early on, 2007, he only had 14 starts.
Okay. But yeah. He was a reliever. He played in 52. He pitched in 52 games.
Oh, he never misses.
He never misses.
He never misses.
He's as durable as they'll come. So I think at least my age can change that quickly, like I said. But at least you know he'll be here. He'll start games.
Holy crap.
Yeah. He was.
At some point, doesn't this have to end?
You would think. But why would the quirkiness of Zach Greinke not extend to his durability?
I mean, it's unbelievable. The fewest starts is 26. 26 games. That's the fewest I can find here. Holy crap. And 24 is rookie year, where he was fourth in rookie of the year ballot.
Yeah.
Neil is here. Let's get him in here. Hey, Neil.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. I called to compliment Mr. Zuerlein this morning after being accused of being a part of the hog swallower culture and told to suck ass, and watching him wish the Moderna vaccine on Dell yesterday so he could feel the ills and whatnot. I thought about challenging him to a 40-yard dash, but that wouldn't work because he's got a broke foot. I thought about maybe arm wrestling him, but that wouldn't work because he's got syphilis of the shoulder. So I decided to extend the olive branch and compliment him for trying to reach out to you, John, this morning and talk some golf and try to raise himself on the level with the rest of the bench hosts. I was going to wait for throw some shade, but I'm extending the olive branch.
That's very nice of you, Neil.
That is nice of you.
That you would be so gracious after what he said about you and others like you earlier in the week.
Yeah, it's just it seems like you're a good human being.
Yes, good person, Neil.
Yeah, you're a good person,
Neil. Didn't want to be a nice guy and be a part of the conversation and walked out. I appreciate you for the time, guys. It's got to be a tough job working with him.
I've been saying that for years.
Thanks for it. I was going to wait for throw some shade, but
yeah, he didn't feel like it was going to be very complimentary when in fact it was.
I mean, I mean, this whole syphilis of the shoulder thing is simply a diagnosis. It's not an insult.
No,
I mean, Neil, we've said it was herpes, but if you think it's syphilis, hey, doctors have second opinions all the time and different opinions. I just think you're right, Neil. It's very difficult to work with someone who's so petty, not gracious, and frankly, kind of an awful human being. But we're working on him. We hope at some point there will be some growth. I'm not sure about it, though.
Yeah. I don't know that he'll ever be a good person like you.
Definitely not like me.
Yeah. No, like Neil.
Oh, like Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neil, you can't.
Did Neil extend an olive branch?
Certainly.
Lance?
And no. Lance saw it coming and ran out. Not only is he petty, selfish, and ungracious, he's scared too.
Yep. No. It's sad.
This man will call you a hog swallower to your face and not stick around for the response.
Merry band of.
Merry band.
Hog swallowers.
Was that Monday or Tuesday?
I can't remember.
I think it was Monday.
It started the week.
Oh, yeah.
With a merry band of hog swallowers.
Lost his mind.
Throw Shade Thursday's next, right here on ESPN 97. Throw some, make some shade. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? You need to come at them here. This is the place where we're basically a court, okay, where you get your retribution here, okay, where it is not, you know, it's not revenge, but you do get your ounce of retribution here.
You get to be heard.
You do. Your voice is heard here. You have a voice here. When someone did something that needs to be addressed, you can address it right here. 713-780-3776. I want to talk about the MMA law firm here first, though. I gotta tell you, these guys are spectacular. And what's going on right now is hurricane season is coming your way. There's a lot of... I mean, it's literal when you're talking about an insurance policy. And let's make sure that you are covered the right way, because with hurricane season, whether it's, you know, you're covered by floods or you're not covered by floods or you're covered by hurricanes or you're not, whatever the case may be, let the MMA law firm, McClenny, Mosley & Associates, look at your policy and make sure that it is correct, and they can give you free. They'll look at it absolutely free, and they will give you advice on how you need to change your policy just so you're covered. This is awfully important. And, oh, by the way, if you have an insurance company right now that's working you on a claim and you feel like you're being wronged by the insurance company, this is what they do every single day, and they will make it so that you, my friends, will get your money that you deserve. So let them look at that at your claim absolutely free, and then they'll advise you on it. All at largelossattorneys.com. That's largelossattorneys.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. We'll be right back.
is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:32. Time to throw some, make some shade. 713-780-3776 is the number you would like to throw some, make some shade. Whatever the case may be, who wronged you in any way, shape, or form, you must call in now. This is the time, 713-780-3776. Del, are you ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Are these both real?
Hmm. What do you mean?
Is that Lance?
Possibly.
LZ?
Well, I don't know who else goes by that moniker.
No, and he's the only LZ I know.
And we also have someone on our hotline who's familiar with the business.
Yeah, we have all kinds of...
In-house shade.
This is in-house shade coming your way right now here on ESPN 90. Let's go to LZ and see if he's going to throw some shade here. Hey, LZ.
Hey, John. Just after I've had some time to think about it on my drive home, I'm just still really upset that you hit me with a "that's neat" as I'm trying to share my golf swing progress with you. So I got to throw some shade, in-house shade.
Okay. Thanks.
Make some
shade.
Didn't
really sound like LZ.
No. Just sounded like a... Yeah. It's not really an impression at all.
No, that was poor.
That was LZ. A poor effort that by was, whoever that
by
was.
By whomever. But I can't refute it.
No, is this actually Tyler or this, someone else?
This, I believe, is Tyler Scott. Tyler, our producer here. Tyler, is that you?
Yes, that is me. I'm calling on who else would have the hotline number?
Well, there are people that have the hotline number.
I just
number.
Don't think they try to pretend to be you, though.
You, that's right. Yeah. No, I well, okay. All right.
True, yeah.
All right. What you got there, Tyler? Who pissed you off over here at the station today?
It's coming straight for you, John, because over the weekend, I saw a Twitter interaction with our resident Juggalo. And so that got me thinking, like, why would he be interacting with him on Twitter? And apparently, you follow him, but you don't follow me on Twitter. I'm trying to get my follower count up, and I need, like, the most famous host of the station to follow me.
No response unless you're going to throw shade back.
I'm not refuting anything.
Okay.
I didn't refute that. I will gladly admit that I don't follow you.
Make some shade.
Do you have a reason for that when you follow others?
I know.
It's a simple click of a button, John.
Trey gives me my NASCAR picks. What kind of picks are you going to give me, Tyler?
I give you Coors Light picks. That's what I do.
What Coors Light picks do you give
How
me?
How difficult is it for you to acquire
pictures,
Coors Lights?
Not picks.
Oh, he means pictures.
Oh, pictures of Coors Lights? All right, I'll follow you if you send me pictures of Coors Light.
I don't like the way this is going.
Well, I have before.
Well,
beat it.
Beat it, Tyler.
Beat it, Tyler.
He just wants some clout is what he's looking for. You follow him, you give him some clout.
I don't follow any...
Well, you follow. How many people you follow at the station? That would be the bigger insult. How many people do you follow and not follow Tyler Scott?
I don't follow.
Am I the only producer you follow? Do you follow?
Trey.
Okay, Trey, me, and that's it?
Yeah, but Trey's really interesting.
Understood. No, I don't tweet. So that's it.
Yeah.
You follow AJ, Fred, Raheel, RIP. Do you follow Fred?
I don't know if I follow Fred. I follow AJ because of college basketball.
Gotcha. You follow. If people can provide a service for you, you follow.
Yeah. I don't know if I follow Fred. I don't think I follow Joel. I don't follow Charlie. I don't follow.
Some sensitive people are going to hear some things.
No, I just don't follow. If you say something interesting, then I will. Oh, I'll follow. Am I following you? No. There's all kinds of people out there.
So, Joel.
I don't just. Oh, I know you. So I'm going
to
follow you.
It appears, Joel, that you don't say enough interesting things for them to be retweeted and put across John's timeline for him to see it and then follow you.
Well, right. If somebody I'm following likes your tweet, that's never happened, though. I don't know.
Ouch.
No.
Neat stuff for Joel and Fred.
I just don't care about following people. I really don't.
Yeah, I follow less than 60 people.
Yeah. I don't follow people. And now I'm definitely not following you, Tyler.
Yeah, don't beg for it. Like girls don't like desperate. And John's the hot girl in this scenario, and he don't like desperate, so sorry.
Manny, I think I follow Manny. Manny, what's up?
What's up, John? You don't follow me, but it's cool. I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah, I do. I think I do follow Manny Fresh.
So be it.
Let's see.
So earlier in the week, I put out a tweet when the Astros were in Anaheim about, you know, suggestions we should take about what to remind teams that come into Minute Maid of their past transgressions, the way they're doing with us in the trash cans and all that stuff. And my tweet went something like, you know, so when the Angels come to town, do we toss, you know, overdose dead pitchers over the center field fence or something like that? And it caught a lot of heat from Angels fans, right? It caught a lot of heat from Angels fans. So my shade that I'm going to throw to Angels fans is not one of them acknowledged the A's handling of Tyler Skaggs. Not one of them acknowledged how they were involved in not stepping in and getting this young man the help he needed to fight the demons he was fighting. Two people acknowledged my tweet in a sense that they agreed with me. One was a Yankee fan. One was a Dodger fan. Angels fan base is a complete and utter disaster, full of trash-ass people who fail to acknowledge the failure of their favorite team's organization in helping a young man defeat his demons. I agree, and I actually saw this morning,
and I actually was going through seeing what they said to Manny, because, and I am following you, Manny. I saw that you were fighting off all the haters this morning, the Angel haters. I don't know if you were doing it this morning, but I saw this morning that you were doing that. It hints at a little insensitivity on your part.
Is that what you're sensing?
I do agree with him, though, that shut up, Angel fan. Shut up, Angel fan.
There's different levels to things. And what happened to that
level
young man
was much
is
worse.
It's different, certainly. It's not even that's not even a baseball thing. That's a life thing.
Yeah.
And your organization was lacking in their response.
Well, and it's more than just they didn't help him. That one of the employees was his dealer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a failure on their part.
It was a huge failure on their part. So, I mean, and pointing, the trash can banging is really the place.
I don't know. Hey, I guess all's fair on Twitter. I don't know.
I guess. But he caught it. He caught it hard. And I don't know. I don't know if that's
it's some area. I don't know if I want to put.
There's a lot of gray.
Get my toe in.
There's
I don't
a lot
know.
Of gray here. La raza, qué pasó, mijo?
Oh, Juanito G, bring back Raheezy.
Delatito.
Para tres, gentlemen. Good morning. But shout out to the hog swallowers out there. Be my boy, all you Mike. Hey, so here's my shade, man. I want to throw shade at this gentleman who gave my uncle some brisket. He got sick, man. He got real sick. And he said, mijo, don't ever take meat from a white man ever again. Because, man, he couldn't even walk straight for a couple of days, man. He said that thing was so dry. It was like a Mexican desert, bro. So I'm like, oh, my God, tío, are you okay? But yeah, I'm fine now. But yeah, so shade throw to whoever that was, man.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Give some to his tío.
And dry-ass brisket.
Dry-ass brisket is dangerous.
We've seen that before. Was it Lincoln Riley?
Might have been Lincoln.
John Cornyn or our very own?
Our LZ?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm not taking any meat from a white man either, so I get the point.
Yeah. No.
I mean, unless you're behind a counter and I go moist outside, I'm not taking
it. I always ask for the moist brisket anyway.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
I don't
want
dry-ass brisket.
No.
I mean, especially after I seen Lance's, I thought people could die. Would Lance be responsible like that minor league team? That minor league team that was they had a taco eating contest and the guy died? If Lance kills somebody with his dry-ass brisket, is he responsible?
As much as we've let him know, I think it would be criminal negligence at this point.
Right.
If someone died, because we've informed him how dry his brisket is.
We're not enabling him.
No, we have told him he's got a problem.
No, and we've warned, I think we've warned the community, too.
Yes.
Also, and we've done our part.
A public service.
Tony Busby can't come after us.
We've done a public service.
Enabling.
We've let people know that it's a danger to be around his brisket. And we've let him know that maybe he needs to take the steps to rectify his brisket. We've done all we could.
That's all we can do. I mean, how much? What's all we can do?
Like, I don't think I'll ever eat food from Lance again. Like, you bring food. I'm like, okay. If Lance brings, nah.
Mm-mm.
Like, if my epitaph or my, or when they do a eulogy of me, he ignored his own advice and ate Lance's food. And I can't have that on my tombstone.
No. But we did all we could. It's all. It's
yeah,
all we
guys,
could.
we will help you out. We'll try to save you from yourselves. Listen to these shows. You've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from Lance's food.
You know now. That's all we can do. 10:43, News of the Weird coming your way next right here. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Boy, thieves are getting pickier. Noida thief doesn't settle for stolen phone as it isn't a OnePlus 9 Pro, so he returned it to the owner.
Well, sometimes you have to have an ability to throw it back, like a fish.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm not going to get the value that I thought I was going to get from this robbery. Here, keep it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it for me to sell it. It's worth far more to you to keep it because replacing your phone's annoying.
Hmm.
Did he steal it off a person or from a store?
Off of a person.
Yeah, just give it back to the give person. It's not worth it to you.
No. I mean, it's not what I was looking for. It was not what I was shopping for. And at your house.
When I broke in.
It wasn't exactly what I needed. So, no, that's the right thing to do. Send it back.
I respect it.
Yeah. Do you respect this? Apparently, there was a home inspector who was inspecting a Michigan home. Well, he was caught on nanny cam in the nursery. Pleasuring himself with an Elmo doll.
Oof. I did not expect it to turn to a inanimate Muppet.
While away from the property, a 22-year-old female homeowner received an alert on her phone that a webcam had detected movement in the resident's nursery. The woman then accessed the camera feed and saw him touching himself and appeared to be doing it with the Elmo doll.
Was he?
Have you ever used an Elmo?
No. The answer is no. Don't even finish the sentence. I've never done anything with an Elmo doll.
I'm just asking.
And I gave an answer.
It's something that needs to be
asked.
No,
it's not. You know what didn't cross my mind? Hey, John, have you ever done stuff with an Elmo doll? There are some things I just assume that you wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Elmo, why Elmo doll? I mean, it didn't. Weren't there? That's the doll that got you all worked up, really? Elmo. A 10-year-old from Stillwater. They're starting them early in Stillwater, Del. Apparently, police spotted a 10-year-old behind the wheel. He was headed to the store to buy some Cheerios. He was driving the car. 10-year-old. Do you think 10-year-olds should buy Cheerios or they should buy Lucky Charms when they drive themselves to the store?
First, don't drive yourself to this. Don't allow that to happen. Look, the self-sufficient 10-year-old is pretty impressive, but where's the parent that your 10-year-old?
10-year-old got the keys, jumped in the car.
Like, if you teach your kid to drive at 10 because, I don't know, you think an emergency might take place and they need to be able to drive. Understood, I guess. You put them in a empty parking lot, you let them drive around just in case, but you allowed it to happen that they could grab your car and go to the grocery store and then make it back? Bad parenting. You went from taking into account any scenario as and maybe being a great parent to bad parent pretty quickly. I'm going to say shout out to that 10-year-old badass, but always take Honey Nut Cheerios if you're going to go Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, those are the Cheerios you go with.
Yeah. Apparently, Brian Robson is looking for the two Irish men who helped stuff him in a wooden crate in 1965 and ship him home to the UK in the mail. Do you ever want to travel to the UK
first
in a
really
wooden
no.
crate?
I'll answer that first part. I don't really have any interest in going to the UK right now. I'm not going to do it in a wooden crate. I'm assuming it's cheaper, but there's also the chance I die in that crate.
It was all the way from Melbourne, Australia.
Ooh. That's a Mission Impossible type stuff.
I mean, goodness gracious.
Like, the stench that must have come off that person when they got out of that crate. Where were you peeing? Did you just pee in Gatorade bottles?
I don't think they had Gatorade bottles in 1965. I'm pretty sure.
How old has Gatorade been around? But what were you peeing in? Did you bring like a catheter? Is that how you got it done?
Nah. That's no. You know what I don't want to do? That. And he got a bunch of, well, apparently it was a bad secret. They kept a bad secret because everybody knew about it when he got there, that he was on his way. Apparently Australia is more news. Apparently they're going to end sexual harassment exemption for politicians.
Mm-hmm.
So the prime minister says legislators, judges, and public servants will no longer be exempt from rules against sexual harassment in the workplace. Do you think that legislators should be exempt from sexual harassment rules?
I don't. But I am interested to know what they thought was a great reason for them to be exempt in the first place.
Because they shouldn't. They're the lawmakers.
And
abide by laws like regular people.
And they shouldn't face consequences for their actions.
No.
I'm glad Australia has made that move. Shout out to you guys. You know, for not allowing your politicians to go willy-nilly. And I use willy purposefully.
No.
With maybe underlings or a reporter or whatever. I'm glad they've decided we're not going to allow that anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that sounds like, you know, maybe you should not be sexually harassing people.
Look, groping happens, but should they really be punished for it?
Yeah. Yes. Other people should, but not us.
We make the rules, we just don't have to follow.
A woman, this is problematic, though. And we've heard this story, I think, a few times. A woman thought she was passing a kidney stone, but she was having a baby. I think you should know if you're pregnant. I think there's a basic problem if you're pregnant for 9 months and you have no idea.
Like, these are things, when I hear these stories, I automatically assume that the person may have, I don't know, a developmental issue that is they just don't know. But if you are, if you don't have a developmental issue mentally, how does it not, there are multiple biological things that start to happen or stop happening when you're pregnant. You know, that whole thing that happens once a month stops happening.
Well, and, you know, you get bigger.
That too.
Or maybe if you don't have any idea that you're pregnant, you may be too big in the first place.
Once again.
Are you, though?
Listen. Not knowing you're pregnant, Del, this is a problem.
For
9 months.
The only way I can legitimately explain it is you have no one around you and you have developmental issues mentally that it just doesn't click for you because of that. But even who gets pregnant and doesn't have anyone around them to let them know that they're pregnant? If it took that, what is going on? And where was this?
This was in Massachusetts.
So in a...
This is happening in America. I mean, I could see other countries.
Name the countries. Go ahead. Where you think that this would happen.
France.
Oh, yeah. Your hatred for the French shows through again.
Bad news, Del. Ayanna Williams of Houston.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, she broke the world record for the world's longest fingernails in 2017 when they measured 19 feet long.
I'm out on.
Look, apparently, she's cut them. She cut him over the weekend.
She
got one final measurement of 24 feet at 0.7 inches.
Was there an express interest in breaking the world record? That's why she did it, or she just loved her fingernails? Like, if you have a goal in mind, and that's your goal, okay. It's disgusting in my eyes, but fine. But if you're just growing out fingernails because of what? What's the practical reason?
For to be Guinness World
That's what I'm saying.
Book of World
if it's,
Records.
If it's for the record,
yeah,
okay.
But you, once you got it, you can cut them.
Yeah, you didn't have to let them keep growing.
No, to 24 feet.
I guess, you know, sometimes you just want to put the record out of reach.
Apparently. Listen, that's Lou Gehrig. That is
Barry Bonds.
That is Nolan Ryan, 5,714.
Did Cal Ripken stop participating in baseball games because he had broke the record of longest streak?
No, he kept going.
Yeah, but Barry Bonds, despite us not really acknowledging that record, did he stop hitting home runs?
Yeah. No.
She just wanted to put that thing so far out that no one would ever catch it.
She did, 24 feet. Pretty sure she's got the record forever.
Little disgusting is all I'm going to say.
10:56, we're done. Charlie Polillo next right here on ESPN 97.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.